Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a little overcast right now, but I understand that this whole week is going to be a lot like yesterday was, so a pretty nice day. Was it real hot out in Benicia, Nicole?
No, it was actually pretty windy, so it was really
cool. Yeah, it was a windy day, actually. All right, well, that's kind of what this week looks like. Let's get right to the news. We got a special guest.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Fremont Bank.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with Scott Budman, who has called in. He is the best, the premier reporter of the Bay,
Scott!
The second best reporter in the Bay Area. Right. And for the Alice News Network and also for NBC Bay Area. Scott normally sits in the front row at Apple headquarters as they do their presentations and, to show us everything that's coming up. Actually, that's not really true, is it, Scott?
Not the front row, but, you know, they give us some seats, yeah.
The Worldwide Developers Conference started yesterday. Does it go for a couple days?
Yeah, it does, and it's even going to go for a couple of days virtually. But, normally it's developers walking around, messing around with all the stuff. Now it's just going to have to be, here, try this out on your computer wherever you are.
Right. So you did that yesterday. You watched everything they presented. What do you have to tell us? Because I'm already saving for my new iPhone 12. I'm trading up this coming, whatever it is, fall.
That'll happen, right. And I suppose we'll get it. I don't know if we'll get it in a live event or if it's going to be something streamed that those of us who are usually in the front row watch from our, car, as I did yesterday.
Car.
But yeah, they've got... all sorts of new stuff for your next phone and for your next, iPad and laptop and a new operating system, a new set of chips to make things go faster. What I like to see, actually, were privacy settings. They had a bunch of those. This is something that's really important. App makers now have to get your permission before they can get your data. And there used to be a lot of sneaky ways that app makers could get at you and your contacts and your data. And that's a huge, huge problem in the tech industry, and Apple is trying to cure a little bit of that, so good for them. They also had, a few frivolous things that I think are sort of a nod to what we're seeing now. All the emojis that look like you and your face, you can now get it with a mask on. They have something on your Apple Watch that'll tell you, they claim, if you're washing your hands properly and if you did it long enough. So, I don't know how they track the movements of your hand and wrist, but apparently they can do that now, too.
Oh, they know everything over there.
Yeah, I didn't need that, but okay. I mean, I would really like it to... I love the watch. I don't like wearing watches, but when I do wear one, I love that I can get... that people can reach me on my watch and I can leave my phone behind. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think the good thing about it is sort of the health... benefits. And there are some already. Maybe it encourages you to walk more or run more or, close the loop, whatever it is.
Yeah, definitely.
And if they can monitor if you're washing your hands, they'll be able to monitor a lot more. There's the heart rate now. I think we're going to get into more sensors. And so it'll be able to tell you and maybe help you and your doctor just a little bit more about health. I'd like to see wearables be health-related because healthcare is such an area that needs, as they say in the tech industry, disrupting and is expensive and kind of unknown and not understood. And if these wearables that are, in the grand scheme of things, not all that expensive, if they can bring these things down to our level so we can track a little more of our healthcare, I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah, you bet. So did they give you any release dates for anything, or was all this just about here's what's coming and we'll get back to you at a later date about when?
Well, so the new operating systems will ship in the fall, and so they're coming pretty soon. Right now, with the developer conference, they give the, you know, the developers, the engineers, the real geeks, the chance to get in there and get their hands dirty and mess around with these things and create new apps. But you'll be able to download all this stuff by the fall, and it'll be on all of your devices. They're talking about really big changes to the Macs and to the MacBooks and the iPads and even the iPhones with new, you know, phone operating system factors and features. And so by the time that 12 comes out, or whatever they end up calling it, I imagine there'll be a lot more things. We noticed a lot of sort of interconnectivity that Apple wants. So if you're doing something on your laptop, you can move it to your phone and your iPad and even the watch a lot faster. So they want to get you in that sort of ecosystem where everything kind of works on every device.
I sort of love that, because that's how it, you know, in all the sci-fi stuff, you know, everything's, you're sort of wired in, everything's connected to itself, and you've got your whole little setup. Like, how fun would that be? You get in from, you know, your run or whatever, and whatever's on your watch now is immediately on your computer. And I also heard
that you're
like,
stuck for life with Apple.
Yeah, for life. You can never leave.
That's sort of their plan.
God, they're so good. It's an evil plan, but I love it.
That is the thing. When you look at yourself and you go, I have it right in front of me now. I've got an iPad and a MacBook Air. I don't have the watch on, but I have one upstairs.
Yep.
It gets really like, wow, I'm shaking my own head at myself.
They got layers, and yet I'm not giving up any of them.
Right. Anyway, thank you, Scott Budman, for checking
before
in.
Before you go, Scott,
anytime, you guys.
Tim Cook started off the event not with tech, but with racism.
That's right. Racism. It was interesting. They filmed his intro in the actual Steve Jobs Theater, where we usually gather, and he came out by himself, and it was that kind of a presentation. Everyone had their own sort of section, their own floor. There was obviously a lot of social distancing. Tim Cook came out, and he didn't even start with technology. He talked about the problem of racism. He's been very outspoken about this even before the recent uprisings, and he talked about how society really needs to work to fix itself, and we need to respect that Black Lives Matter. It was really a somber opening before he got to not only the pandemic news and how technology is trying to help that, but even the technology that everybody sort of showed up to hear. And it was interesting. It was kind of refreshing, to be honest, that someone who is in charge of gadgets and making a lot of money and all that stuff is saying, hey, here's the first thing we're going to talk about, and it's something that's more important than gadgets and money. And so that sort of set the tone for what was obviously much quieter, somber WWDC, just because nobody was there.
Right. All right, cool. Well, thanks, Scott. Yeah.
Thank
you, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, everyone, and also the Alice News Network. Thank you, Scott. All right, we go on now with a couple quick notes on. So we've mentioned this already, but there were 6,000 new cases as of yesterday of coronavirus here in California. Also, hospital. Yeah, we're breaking records.
So tired of winning.
Hospitalizations also hit an all-time high in California. So as we're coming out of this and people start feeling like we're free, we're finally free, we're actually seeing that this has made things way worse. And it's expected. It's not something I'm not tripping on it. I'm going to stay in and hopefully let this next wave pass me by. One of the things that had shut down before or around the time we all locked down was the DMV here in California. I had been planning to go get my real ID,
right,
and gave up on that. But one of the things that I know I would have been so bummed out about is they stopped doing the driver's tests. You know, I mean, they closed all of the locations, but even since they've reopened, they haven't started doing the driver's tests. That begins again this Friday. So first-time drivers can start looking to get their license here very soon. They had, obviously, to cancel a bunch of people who'd pre-scheduled So those people, I guess, will get, you know, as they say, dibs on first appointments. But if you're looking to get your license, it looks like that process will begin again. And I know that's a big rite of passage. It was for me anyway. So,
oh, for some kids, it's huge.
Freedom.
Oh, my God. Other kids, though, they're like, well, why would I drive?
Know anyone in particular?
No, I do. I sure do. Actually, I know a few people, which is weird because, I mean, to me, it was like, it's all I wanted.
Right. No,
Can I borrow the car?
Was ready to go when it was time. For when I turned 16, I got my license that day. Yeah. As we get back to work and back to play, I guess yoga rooms are experimenting with hot yoga domes. That could be the next workout trend I've seen. Little domes in certain gyms too, which are set up with a little bench and some weights for each little dome so that you can sort of go into it, do your workout. I'm assuming that the staff has to clean it in between.
Yeah, that's people. Exactly what I was thinking. Like, gyms have that certain smell anyway. Well, and equipment gets that certain smell. Now imagine there's a dome over it.
Yeah.
I'm not into that, but.
Well, you're. For the person that, and I've mentioned this before, you know, there was a time in my 20s when I worked out every day. And if I could, I'd do it twice a day. And I didn't want to make plans with anybody for anything because I didn't want anything to upset my food and my weightlifting, you know, plan. And for those people, they just want to go to the gym. It's what they need. They need it. They're on a schedule and they want to be able to work out. And I'm glad they'll be glad and they won't be worried about the stink. Trust me.
Yeah.
Just
the yoga dome
to get back to it.
Is pretty damn cool. It does look like there's sun shining right on these things. I mean, honestly, that's a cooker.
Yeah.
There's a fan in there, too. You see that?
Yeah, I see it. And I assume there's some kind of speaker so you can hear the instructor. Put that photo up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That's pretty, you know, they seem to be set up, I guess, on a beach, but they have like each of the domes has a little hardwood floor and plenty of room for the mat. They're much larger than I envisioned. It's really neat.
You know, after everyone leaves the dome, there you all are sweating and breathing heavy. But, you know, while you're in the dome, you're perfectly safe and
perfectly isolated
is what it's all about.
A lot of domes in that picture.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at that going, okay, so all those people are going to get out of there and be in the same... Never mind.
Yep.
Do-it-yourself projects have been big during the lockdown. A bunch of people have been hitting... Home Depot and Lowe's never closed. They were considered essential, and people, and, you know, you come to find out, they've been packed this whole time.
Yep.
Oh, there's the Home Depot song. Close to 70% of people who've taken on a home improvement project say they never turn out how they'd imagined.
Oh.
1 in 10 projects ends up making things worse.
Oh, no.
Not everybody has a team working at their house full time, Sarah. You can
that
speak
is
to
true.
This. You've got Dick and Chumley working on projects, so those things turn out top notch. The rest
only
of us.
Only when we can get Dick to come over. Dick has a lot of people. You know, people want, I'm telling you, I think
Dick's
more now
demand.
Than, yeah, high demand. But I think right now, because people are stuck at their houses, they're like, oh, I have stared at that long enough. That it's happening. Call Dick.
The average person has 6 projects on their to-do list.
Oh. Sure. That sounds like about right.
And
how many projects would you say you have on your to-do list, Vinny?
Well, right now I'm not worried. Well, I have a lot of stuff I want to do, but not necessarily home improvement projects. I frankly, last year the fence took everything I had. And I was like, it's done and I'm not looking at another thing. And then actually we did the kitchen with I mean, that was a huge thing that got done. Just in time.
Oh, man, the timing. Just
thank mwah. God.
No, can you imagine? And people wouldn't have been able to come in your house. It would have been like I'm sure there are people right now staring at their half-finished kitchen going, yeah, good for you.
Well, I mean, it did just luckily work out. And thank you to All Natural Stone. They did an incredible
job.
Dublin.
Right. But yeah, I don't, here's the problem. This has been my whole life. It's been this. Anything I look to do, I probably don't have the tool for it. So I immediately start looking for some way that I can get this done, sort of half-ass it, you know, like, oh, maybe I can use. And then I end up with a broken mess in front of me. And I realize I have made things worse. And all I needed was the right tool from the very beginning, and I might have gotten it done in it. And so I just, my dad has always walked up on me as a little boy, and he'd be like, what are you doing? You don't use a hammer for that. And I'd be like, yeah, but, you know.
But that's what I had. So.
It's been a lifelong, it's the theme thing that I got going. I just don't get stuff done very well, and I don't even try anymore.
So you're that 1 in 10 guy who's like, when I do it, I make it worse. I know. Sometimes it's the best of intentions. Like, I really do want to do this. I'd love to get this done. And then you find out halfway through, like, I'm not capable of
making this. I mean, you got to have the know-how. There's things you don't even know what you don't know.
Right. Until you don't know it.
Until you go, wow, this thing is not working out at all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Turns out I didn't know.
A lot of people have trouble with their at-home projects, but it didn't stop them because many did them over the quarantine. The most common reasons we avoid projects are lack of money, lack of time, lack of knowledge, and lack of willpower.
Oh, so to keep going?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get something 80% done?
And there you are, and it's getting dark, and you go, I'm quitting for the night. And then it turns out 6 months later, you still haven't gone back to that thing.
You quit for, right. It was longer than...
What are you going to do?
I'm so sore from doing it yesterday, and now I've forgotten about it, except every time I see it.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's just a quick couple before we get to the trash. Several counties approved the finishing of construction projects during the shelter in place. That's good. That's not really... We're talking about home stuff, but...
Well, you know, toilets still clog during the pandemic, probably more than ever. You know, it is true that while maybe remodeling your kitchen wasn't an essential thing to do during the pandemic, things happen and people say, they need a replacement part for something or other.
Good morning, Alice family, says 650. Worked out the last 2 mornings at 24-Hour Fitness. You make a reservation for a touchless check-in. 1 hour workout time, and then the gym is closed for 30 minutes for cleaning. Oh. Whoa. Wow. I didn't know it was that elaborate. I know that I'd read in the news 24-Hour Fitness decided to close some of their locations.
Like forever.
Right. Like 10 locations here in the Bay Area, which is, it's unfortunate.
It is, but
to see permanent change come out of this.
I know. Well, and those are some of the first indicators of, you know, what the new world is going to look like.
Can I make a recommendation? A show called Letterkenny. It's on Hulu, and it's absolutely awesomely hilarious.
Letterkenny. Okay.
It's one word.
Oh.
I've never
heard of it.
Yeah, me
and
neither.
And it's on Netflix? Okay.
That's what they're saying.
Well, we're always looking for something.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Kid Rock, Post Malone, and Ja Rule, and more. All right. After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.